That was a treat for the viewers. Take that, listeners. Hello and welcome to Crippled System episode. Please insert episode number here in post editing.
279.
My name is Nathan.
Wait, we have post editing?
That was the joke.
Okay.
Yeah, some jackass who runs all the audio and the video for Crippled System has yet to upload an episode since like 260.
Yeah, on YouTube. Okay. I noticed.
Yeah, onto YouTube's.
Google.
Yeah, I popped up the Googles because I'm going to put the Twitch chat up there.
Oh.
And I forgot to put that up beforehand.
Nice. But yeah, my name's Nathan.
And I'm David.
And I'm Dan.
And I'm Andy. I've been sick for the last week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've been sick since like Tuesday. I got back from Origins on Sunday. I felt fine. Monday, I felt fine. Tuesday, I woke up. I'm like, I don't really want to go into work. And then by 10 o'clock in the morning, I was dead.
Okay.
And now you're a ghost.
And you
a
got
spooky
better.
Ghost.
I am a very spooky ghost. And
spoopy.
I was spoopy?
Spoopy.
What's spoopy?
Spoopy is the correct way to say spooky. Spooky's old school, Grandpa. Yeah.
Is it
It's spoopy.
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 Especially
I
ghosts and skeletons.
I didn't have any ghost
spoopy.
Shits at all. So it's.
No, it's had nothing to do with poop. You know, you're just being gross.
No,
instead of spoopy.
No, there's been.
The chat.
Okay.
Seems to be a lot of plague going around.
Yeah, I was done. I mean, like Dan heard me on Friday.
Saturday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I could barely talk. I'm doing better now.
Yeah, you sound like yourself.
Spoopy. Never underestimate the internet's ability to latch onto a random typo in a dollar store decoration and make a new word.
So that was produced. That was produced and sent out to...
Spoopy's the word, man. It has been for a decade.
Yep.
Wow.
You say spooky, it means you don't know what you're doing. Oh. Right. Although the spoopy guide, goes from spoopy to spooky. See? Because you have not spooky, which is it is safe but always be alert for skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have spoopy, which is no skeletons nearby, but I'm kind of scared anyway. Then pee spoopy, which is an imminent danger of skeletons. Then spooky is there's a skeleton right behind you, look out. And too spooky is it's too late, a skeleton is inside you.
Oh, shit.
The other day at work, I was thinking about the fact that I'll never get to see my skeleton. I mean, unless something goes egregiously wrong.
I mean, hold still.
Like, I wonder what my skeleton looks like.
We got a hammer.
But the issue is to get the whole skeleton out, like
oh,
the brain
the
and
thing.
Eyes. Like, I don't want to see a bone. Or, like, just like here.
You will never see your own skull.
I
want to
see the full
sad.
Skeleton just standing there. I wonder could what my you, skeleton looks could, like.
Could you actually.
No.
Yeah, the dermis would be causing issues, losing all of that.
Well, the crux, like, ignoring any shock death and stuff like that, is getting the brain
Ouch.
And the eyes still attached out of the skull.
Yeah. And then there's that whole thing about making sure your lungs are supported so you don't instantly suffocate.
Sure.
You know who has seen his own skeleton?
RoboCop.
RoboCop 2.
Yeah. Not, well, yeah, RoboCop 2. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
because so,
yeah. If I remember correctly, they had his eyes in the jar. They had his brain and his eyes in the jar, and they were carrying it out, and there was his body there.
See?
Or at least he got to see the inside of his head.
Oh, man. So the one way to see my own skeleton is to be put into the RoboCop 2 chassis, which I am totally down for.
Or
I would fucking no, be I, that chassis.
Sorry,
now.
You have to hold be on. In the RoboCop 2015 chassis.
No, Nathan, I think honestly, you're one of the failed RoboCop 2.
I am the one. I am the one that just rips his helmet off and screams and dies. You say failed, but they all did successfully kill themselves instantly.
Yeah, there's the one that just shot all the doctors nearby.
And then himself.
Yeah, and then himself. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's success.
Yeah, this is how AI works.
Yeah.
Spoopy.
Pretty spoopy. I was kind of mad that spoopy guide called them skeletons. That's the lamest thing to call a skeleton. It's either a skelly man or a skellington.
Yeah.
I'm a Skelly Man fan.
Is Skelly Man, is that more of like a British thing? Because I only hear people I've only really heard that from British.
The only time I ever heard Skelly Man before I latched on and used it for the rest of my life was from Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Peak or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay, okay.
The Mr. Bony Pants guy at the very beginning of the DLC, she calls him Skelly Man. Yeah. And that's a good word, Skelly Man. Yeah.
Turns out if you have two Uncombed Heralds and a B-Shield, it's not really the most efficient thing in the world, but it does destroy shit like no one's business.
I mean, once you have two Uncombed Heralds as a Gunzerker, you just win at that game. It's almost as overpowered as just playing as Krieg.
But it's sad because I also go down, if anybody even gets a normal shot onto my character, I go down like no one's business because B-Shield has got like no health behind it.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yep. But, but whatever I lay out after that dies.
Conference Call B is actually the combo. I think they actually end up nerfing that in some patch because Conference Call B was not okay.
Correct.
You just pull trigger once, entire game dies.
Well, it's something with the Unkempt Herald, if you have like the last round in the chamber type one, the one that has the big explosion as you're firing it.
Sure.
That can, and if you got the B going at that time too, there's nothing that can really stand up pretty to that.
Rude.
I'm excited to finish that stupid game.
Then you can play Tales from the Borderland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When is Borderlands 3 coming out? September?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe. Oh, the screen went all flickery pink.
Yeah, it's because it's a bad connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes out in September, I believe, mm-hmm. which is... It comes out like 2 weeks after Outer Worlds, so I'm fucked.
Oh shit, that's coming out this September. I thought it was next year.
No, that's Cyberpunk 2077 is next year.
Oh, where you could have your bestest buddy in the world, Keanu Reeves, follow you around?
Yeah, although spoilers, given that it's 2077 and not 2020, that's definitely the ghost of Johnny Silverhand and not actually Johnny Silverhand, because he would be like 90.
I don't know who that is.
It's Johnny Silverhand.
I don't know who
How
that
dare
is.
You, sir?
Is this some cyberpunk thing?
Yeah, it's from the Cyberpunk 2020 RPG. He's one of the main NPCs. He's a big deal.
Does he not get retconned for 2077?
No, if you look at, because I was curious, and so if you slow-mo the reveal with him, he actually flickers briefly for a couple frames, so it's certainly a hologram of some kind. Which actually is kind of interesting because one of the big quests in 2020 revolves around him trying to rescue his girlfriend. And spoilers, at the end of the quest, you end up like putting her into cyberspace, basically, because she's not safe out of there. So it'll be kind of neat if they have a follow-up to that quest. And that's why he's in the game, is to continue. Dang it, I'm blanking on the name of that quest. Dan, help me out here.
No clue what you're talking about.
Well, you could have made something up.
Cyberpunk 2020 quest for girl and thing.
No, it's called like Curtain Call or something like that. Because of course it is, because he's a rocker boy, so it's all music based. But the rocker boys are basically like Cyberpunk 2020's version of a bard, while also being like the celebrities of the era. So it's like if Prince actually had magic powers whenever he performed Purple Rain.
Shut up. Shut up, you.
That's Johnny Silverhand.
I'm confused about the if in there.
Yeah, if he had magic powers. Come on.
Valid. I meant like more overt magic powers, like shot lightning bolts out of his assless pants.
Well, that's just Kiss.
Yeah. Imagine if Kiss was real. That's Johnny Silverhand.
Imagine if Kiss was real. Don't say it too much. We might get sued by Gene.
If Kiss versus the Phantom of the Circus or whatever, if that was a documentary, that's Johnny Silverhand.
Can we have Guar real instead?
Sure. I mean, that's all rocker boys. I'm just saying, that's how cool Cyberpunk 2020 is, dude. Y'all been playing the wrong RPGs.
There was a post recently, and I know Nathan has probably seen it. It was something like something about Dune, and it was like as if it was interpreted by Guar.
Yes. Warhammer 40K is Guar's book report on Dune.
Yes.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
There's nothing wrong with that statement.
Yeah. So we had a couple things happen. I went to Origins. I got to...
It's been 2 weeks, huh? Because we haven't,
Yeah, it actually has been 2 weeks, which is... Well, no, it's only been a week since I've been gone from Origins, but...
But not, since we didn't, because we didn't podcast when you got back.
Nope. Yeah. We didn't do that. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, our podcast, we started on the 9th, I think it was the last time that we actually broadcast.
Sounds right.
But yeah, I went to Origins. This is the weirdest Origins, because it was my first one. But it was the weirdest convention I've been to in a long time, because usually when I go to a convention, there is a Steamforged, or there is a Privateer, or there's some other place that I'm going to either work at or visit. So it meant I had no home base throughout of Origins, so I didn't really have any place to stash my shit.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Because I love, well, I mean, that's... It's
why you went.
Yeah, it's usually why I go is to go and hang out with people that I know. And so this one was a little bit different. I made a couple videos. I made a video of me walking around through the vendor hall. A couple other shots of me, like, looks like I'm being... It's kind of like that Steadicam shot where you have just your face, and then I'm just looking around, but I try to hold it as good as possible. It should look great sped up. I did a...
I mean, the Blair Witch Project won several awards, I believe, for that kind of shooting. So
I mean, can you get like a mount for that and just like wear it on your shoulders that mounts the camera in front of you?
That actually would be kind of cool, and then just have it so then I can actually do interviews just like that, just kind of lean in. Yeah, that would be cool. I just don't have it. I could look it up, but I'm not doing that right now.
No. If not, we could 3D print one, but that would be cool.
Hmm?
If not, we could 3D print one, and that would be cool.
Yeah. It's as long as it's steady, and that was the best part. I mean, like I said, at least in the playback shots on me, it was pretty funny.
You're pretty funny.
Got it. I did an interview with Seppi Yoon, who's part of Fight in a Box. He has a new game that's coming out soon here. It's already on Kickstarter, so people have gotten that copy already. But on the 4th of July, he is releasing Jesus Christ Processing. Just Prices. I just couldn't remember the name of the game itself because it was just processing on the tip of my tongue. Which is
now I want to play Jesus Christ Processing.
Well, I mean, basically you just have to take your little token, you have to drag over to a hill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Never Fade Away, by the way.
What?
Never Fade Away is the Johnny Silverhand adventure.
Okay. Thank you.
It was in the Cyberpunk 2013 supplementary booklet. Welcome to Night City.
Sure.
I know that you guys were very on edge trying to remember the name of that quest.
I'm trying to decide if that was a callback or a non sequitur.
Both. Anyway, okay, sure. Processing. To Serve Man, the board game.
The idea of, let me just grab it.
Just real quick. Right? Isn't that one? It's basically To Serve Man, the board game?
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on. What's that other thing you grabbed? Nathan's interested in the other thing you
grabbed. No, there's nothing else there that I grabbed.
Fuck you, processing.
Processing, the game of Serving Humanity. So
Serving, get it? Serving
Humanity. Yeah. If you look on the cover.
It's a tennis reference.
Come on, you got the nice hipster there with all the meat cuts.
He's a hipster?
Well, he's got a fedora.
Yeah, but not a trilby.
Well,
do hipsters wear ties? I didn't think they wore ties.
Yeah, no, I'm going fedora on this one. I don't think that brim's going high enough in the back to be a trilby.
Mm-hmm. It just could be the angle of the shadow. So
it's possible.
We'd have to see the original artwork to further confirm.
It's a rabbit duck kind of thing.
Duck season.
Where if you rotate it, it's a trilby.
Rabbit season.
What? Yeah. I ran into Tectonic Dan, who runs Tectonic Craft Studios. I did a little thingy with him, too. All these videos I would have been able to do in the last week, except for I was immediately sick after Origins.
And then you died.
Yeah, it was the worst. Basically, when I started feeling sick, I slept all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, most of Thursday. I went into work for a half hour and I said, nope. And then went to the doctor and doctor said, don't go into work on Friday. And I said, okay.
I'm going to maybe not go into work on Friday, next Friday.
next Friday?
Well, because next Thursday's 4th, so I have it off. And I'm like, you know, coming back for one day is kind of lame.
Yep.
On the other hand, that means I'd get like two Fridays that week.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Coming in for a day when there's nobody there, except for, hey, the job I'm at right now, it doesn't matter because my job fucking sucks. So even if there's basically no activity on a Friday, it's going to suck anyway because I'm going to be doing stupid shit.
Fair.
Because I hate my job.
I'm going to be doing nothing if I go in on Friday because there's no way that any like clinics or anything are going to be open on a Friday. Like they're going to be done.
What are you talking? No, all clinics are going to be open on Friday because it's the day after 4th of July.
That's true. They're going to be busy dealing with people who blew off their hands.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to be calling to ask about their poop boxes.
Yep. Sure, sure. I went to the Melt, I want to say 3 out of the 5 days I was there.
That seems low with your Facebook posts.
Well, I went like 3 meals per day.
Sure. I did go a couple times, twice a day.
Yeah.
If you ever have a chance to eat at the Melt, I believe it is only in Iowa, Ohio.
It was a long commute from Origins to the Melt.
Yeah.
Worth it.
What is the Melt?
It's grilled cheese. Oh, He's really overselling it.
It's are you kidding me?
Yes.
Fight.
It is a gourmet grilled cheese place.
Okay.
No, what are you doing? Knock it off. Knock it off. That's not for you. I won that fair and square.
Gourmet grilled cheese place.
Yeah. If you have a chance in basically most of the major cities over in Ohio, you can go to the Melt. And it is. I don't understand why this doesn't exist in Wisconsin.
I was going to say. I mean, this would seem to be a place to have cheese based cuisine.
Exactly.
There's not one here.
Well, on the other hand, maybe it's just because Wisconsin trusts Wisconsinites to not need a restaurant to serve them cheese.
No, they need this place.
All right. Fair.
You could ask everybody else that I took to the Melt or forced to go to the Melt. Yes.
Nathan? No, I've heard it's amazing. I'm just saying it's like opening like a Thai restaurant in Taiwan. It's like
Thailand.
No.
Okay.
so, I know what I'm about.
So anyway, I'll say Nathan. It's like what proportion of restaurants in Wisconsin serve cheese curds?
Yes. Is there a number higher than 100? Yeah.
So clearly, we Wisconsinites like someone to serve us cheese. So now it would seem that a grilled cheese place would be reasonable here.
We have the number one place in town in Wisconsin. For cheese curds.
Yeah,
that's the old fashioned.
It's not Culver's.
No, it's
great when out of towners come and they go to Culver's and they're like, "Oh, cheese curds are delicious." I'm like, "You are eating D-minus cheese curds. Like, you don't even know."
Yeah, I mean that's a good for like a. I don't want to go sit in a restaurant for a Friday night. They're just going to grab some cheese curds and go home. But
honestly, I think I'd rather have their onion rings than their cheese curds.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I've also learned one thing over the. Over Origins weekend is that I think I'm allergic to onions.
Worth it though.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I guess if I want to stay skinny or eventually get skinny, if I just eat a lot of burgers and that with onions on them, because it just go right through my system. There's like no processing whatsoever. Just gone.
I will never understand. Oh, topical to that conversation. So whenever I go out eating with a bunch of nerds. And we go to some place, and the percentage of people who get a burger with no plants on it, they're like, just meat, cheese, and give me some condiments, and that's repugnant to me.
Yeah,
really? A burger needs the crispy lettuce, it needs the sweet tomatoes, it needs something to interact with the texture of just meat and bread, and the flavor of just meat, bread, and oil. You need that freshness.
Or
to
get a steak.
Yeah, or get a steak. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But a burger, just eating a burger with no veggies on it is so gross to me, and it's so common in the nerd circle.
No, I agree with you. I mean, that's kind of like that. There is this platonic ideal of a hamburger, and you have to have lettuce, mayo, and ketchup as part of that, both to contrast the meat, both in a flavor and a texture.
Yeah, and I think it's just some like, you know, I don't eat no salads, give me meat. And it's like, yeah, I know, I get that, you know, but again, like Dan said, you know, get a steak, that's fine, but a burger needs all of that in it.
Although, not included in Nick does bring up the one exception in mind to that is something like a White Castle slider where number one, it's mostly onions, but two, like, you're already eating shit food at that point.
Even,
so
that doesn't count
there's
as
not
a
even
burger.
A hamburger.
Correct. Yeah, that doesn't count as
White Castle?
A burger.
White Castle
yeah. That is a hamburger-like appetizer.
Correct. Oh, yeah. McDonald's doesn't count. Like, none of that counts. Like,
yeah,
unless
that's a different class of burger.
Correct. Ugh. And it's fine for what it is, but that
correct.
Doesn't count, like, as a burger.
Correct. We're back into that level of food where ketchup's okay.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not...
Ketchup is unfairly maligned. There are plenty of places where ketchup is the appropriate sauce, and hamburgers are one of those.
The tomato should bring that tomato flavor. You don't necessarily need the ketchup. You can get the mayonnaise and the mustard. A little bit of ketchup on that I'm okay with, just to cut the meat, but I'd just rather not. Like I said, my place for ketchup is it makes any food mediocre. So it's a great life raft if someone gives you terrible food.
I'll say, let's rephrase that. It makes any food a C.
Well, sure, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so if it's already crap, it brings it up.
Yep, exactly. Bad food becomes mediocre. Great food becomes mediocre. So my solution is just to not eat anything that started out as bad.
Yeah.
If it needs ketchup to save it, fuck you for putting it in front of me. If it's good enough that I'm happy you gave it to me, I don't want to ruin it with ketchup. Ketchup's there for, like, the next day leftovers that don't microwave correctly, and I desperately need to get them tolerable.
Fair.
Fair.
What were we talking about?
That's the melt. Even though I'm going to defend
box
ketchup,
number two.
I don't eat ketchup on anything other than a proper hamburger.
Sure, and a hamburger is one of the few places that I will allow ketchup as being part of a decent package if done
part
correctly.
It is part of the dish.
When it's some layer of ketchup that's dripping off all sides and it's overpowering everything else,
oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But if it's just a little hint on there to give a little bit of acidity and bite, okay. Yeah. And it better be, like, good ketchup.
Yeah.
So the melt.
The melt. That is so good. No, I forgot to mention, you guys were talking about burgers. I do like burgers with vegetables, but it's not an always thing for me. So I'll sometimes, unlike Brian, friend of the podcast, former of the podcast, sometimes on the podcast.
Ex of the podcast.
Yeah, something of the podcast.
Yeah.
We will not eat any veggies.
He's a charter member. He was a charter member of the
podcast. Charter member of the podcast, yeah. Yes. How many labels can we add to him? But
him,
would never have anything with flavor in it
him,
at all.
Keith, Marshall, you, depending on the day, were all these people. I'd go to, like, Denny's or whatever, and all these people would order Burger No Garden, Burger No Garden, Burger No Garden, and I would just be shuddering with abhorrence at it. Because,
to be perfectly honest, those burgers actually do need more garden than they're not very good.
Yeah.
But it was late night, and we got a lot of free soda.
We do. Man, I believe the entire wait staff for that restaurant was fired one day for embezzlement.
Yeah, because they would just give us free sodas, and then we would just pay for the sodas.
We paid the same amount. We paid less, right? Because what it'd do is they wouldn't charge us for any sodas, and they wouldn't charge us for, like, any desserts or anything. So they'd give us, like, $10 free food each, and then we'd tip them, like, $5. So they just were embezzling money from Denny's. It was great.
Correct. Yep.
Also, some of them were stealing credit cards from people, but not us, because they liked us.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
There's a reason that staff had 100% turnover right around the time they remodeled.
Also, Denny's is a charter member of the Crippled System podcast. That's where it all started, pretty much. Yep.
The inspiration.
I also picked up Borderlands, Tiny Tina's Robot Tea Party, which I haven't even played yet. I haven't actually been able to really pull out anything to edit or look at. It seems like a simple little game. You're taking your specific claptrap and you're trying to find the different parts to dress him up.
Yeah, and you put him in a little Commissar suit, and then DC laughs. And
I was going to say, is this the card game version of that one quest where you help her torture someone to death?
No, card game nothing. I just looked at the components, and if I can get this fucking box open, I think it's like claptrap themed cooties.
Quite possibly.
You can do it.
Is that even working? Oh yeah.
Hey. Oh no.
Oh, thanks, Nathan. Well,
there's the cards.
There's the cards. Yes.
And oh, How dare you? Oh, the component said it included, like, Claptrap bodies and parts, but it's just their cards with pictures of bodies and parts. No, I was really hopeful that it was going to be like little models that you assembled like cooties.
Oh no, that would be amazing.
Correct.
That.
That's why I was all excited.
Yeah.
Oh, you want this on the inside of the box?
Yes,
fine.
I would like
be
it,
that
I
way.
I would like the box reassembled to be what it previously was.
Listen,
what the fuck just happened? I'm
Nathan,
not handing you any more
Nathan
boxes.
Happened. Well,
these,
that's
these
what
ones
happened.
Are square.
Yeah, because those are the claptraps. So you got your wizard, your Gandalfy claptrap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know all the others.
What is this, the theme song to Gilligan's Isle?
Yeah, and all the others. I gave Randy Pitchford money by doing that. I just
realized
that. I just realized that as I'm looking at the box going like, oh.
A coworker called him Randy Bitchford, and now I can never not call him Randy Bitchford. It's beautiful.
Yeah, he's a special individual. One kind of cool thing is I was sitting over with Tectonic Dan, and we were talking about all the new stuff that he's got, which he's got some new Monpok boards.
I'm
going to
buy a
carrying
Monpok
trays.
Tray. That tray is sexy.
Which are really nice.
The only bad thing about buying the Monpok tray is that I'll have to actually put the plastic bases on the bottom of my buildings and stuff, which I wasn't going to bother.
Oh,
but the
yeah.
tray needs them to grip them.
Yep, it does.
Worth it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's got like a new kind of like a dungeon crawl set that he's made. Kind of like a standard, kind of like a, like you've seen for Dwarven Forge, but, you know, in his laser cut wood style.
I don't know what any of that meant.
You don't know Dwarven Forge? Like, you see, like, the dungeons and that they are, like, pieced together. They're all 3D
oh,
dungeons.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that stuff.
So sure. he's made a 3D dungeon crawl style with his laser cut stuff.
Mm, that's neat.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting there waiting, they're talking with him, some guy came up and was complaining about his loot box. So at Gen Con or most conventions and that, they have, like, a giant, like, loot box thing. You can go and spend, like, $40 at them. And they give you a box, and it's filled with basically loot crate junk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bemoaning that he got like a couple Funko Pop things, and he was like, "Oh, I got this stupid mug from Vacation in it." I'm like, "What? I'm like National Lampoon's Vacation?" He's like, "Yeah." Like, you have a cup with fucking Wally World on it.
And you're complaining?
and you're complaining? It's like, yeah, I don't want it. I'm like, oh, you want to sell it? I'll give you $8 for it.
Fool, you should have started with, can I have it?
That's probably, well, no, he was talking about trying to give it to his, like a kid or something.
No,
like
fuck
a
that,
nephew
children.
Or something like that.
No, but they wouldn't appreciate it. They're dumb and stupid.
God, I got a Wally World fucking pint glass.
Hand wash only.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. It looks like it's actually not that great of an image on it.
Be careful, because I got some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shot glasses where there was one of each, and I didn't realize they were hand wash only, and I put them in the dishwasher, and that...
You had some nice clear shot glasses?
Clear shot glasses with turtle shrinky dinks lodged in the bottom of my dishwasher, because the stickers came off and then shriveled to little tiny shards of turtle face.
Nice. There was a kind of a really cool toy store that was down there. It was like a collectible toy store just filled with all of my childhood.
We have transported Mayville to Ohio.
Yeah. I had so many fucking toys there.
So the name of the toy store was just Mayville 1980.
So many fucking toys.
Yeah.
Can trademark that now.
I held myself back. I only bought a Chewbacca.
I thought it went the other way.
No, you can.
Oh, good. You can trademark profanity again.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
The only thing
it's
I picked
a big
up there
deal.
Was the Chewbacca tiki mug.
Just the one mug? They didn't have it as like the set?
There was a Darth Vader one. It was a choice. Did I want Darth Vader or do I want Chewbacca? And I'm like, everyone's going to get fucking Darth Vader. And I'm going to take Chewie.
I have a Boba Fett.
A Boba Fett?
Yeah,
Boba Fett tiki.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's in my bedroom. It's on my side table.
I'm curious, how much did it cost you?
Nothing.
Okay. Give it.
it was a gift.
Mine was only $20 for the store, but
yeah. think, yeah. Yeah.
I think it was maybe Thursday night.
We're only on Thursday?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No.
He internalized Jeremy.
I've been just going over. I've just been going over everything anyway.
That's fine. But, milk it as long as you can, because as soon as you finish, these two assholes are going to talk War Machine for an hour.
Yeah, I know.
So but, this was Thursday, and you've already been to the melt 5 times.
Yes.
Yes. Now we understand why Andy got sick when he got home.
Did you see how many...
did you poop like an entire wheel of cheese like 5 days later?
No. The Monte Cristo was... Oh, that was...
Yeah, Monte Crisco's great.
Fucking amazing. I didn't realize how much I liked the... They had like a little berry sauce to dip it into.
Yeah.
That was so
good.
Kind
of like the Bronco berry that you get at Arby's for
better.
More like, the Lindenberry, Erlingenberry from IKEA.
Sure, yeah.
So I thought it was raspberry that was the traditional berry dip.
I thought it was Daryl Strawberry.
I don't think... But, it wasn't Daryl Strawberry.
You
must kill
it
the queen.
Him.
Wait, no, that's not him.
No, that wasn't Daryl Strawberry.
That was who had to kill a queen? Must
it's Enrique kill. Palazzo.
No,
it's Enrique Palazzo.
I'm realizing I need to watch the Naked Gun films again because last night when we saw Weird Al, seeing him behind the microphones and
they're so good you don't even mind that O.J. Simpson's in them.
Yeah. but anyway, so I think it was Thursday night. We went back to the B&B that we were at,
you didn't tell us who must kill the queen.
Reggie Jackson.
Damn it! I was hoping it would take you longer.
No. Actually, it just
breaking away
right
is what did it for you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We went back to the Airbnb, and the person I was with forgot to lock the car.
I remember this happening.
Yeah. So, guess whose stuff was only in the car?
Yeah.
It was Andy's in my entire Gilball collection. Mm-hmm. So, in my two travel cases, all of my Mompoc, my entire Mompoc collection in a K&R case that I just repacked to get it to fit all in there. Some guy decided to then probably sat in the car because it was raining out and then slowly go through everything that was in the things,
which makes you the luckiest person on the fucking planet.
It does,
because the correct thing for that guy to do is just grab your cases,
grab and go,
and leave.
Yep.
And then throw them in a dumpster when he realizes that it's not stuff that he can easily fence.
Correct. And that was the other thing though too, is like my Mompoc stuff is in that care case, and it was usually if something like a case like that, somebody would just dump it and then go through it. But the lid was open on it. I had a couple maps and a couple dice trays on top, and he just moved those over to the side and then just left it.
When I lived with you, who was it that happened to?
That was Cole.
That was Cole, where somebody took their cases out of their car.
Yep.
They were just gone.
Yep.
But the thief was nice enough. When they realized there's something they couldn't fence, they came back and put it on our front lawn the next day.
Well, not next
it was
day.
Hanging, it was
a couple
on
days
the,
later.
Yeah, but it was hanging on the fire hydrant in front of the house like a few days later. Like, that's kind of nice, actually. Thanks, Beef. I mean, you shouldn't have stolen it in the first place, but it was really nice you brought it back.
Yeah. Then my Gilball, thank God everything is all packaged really nicely in there. And so it was zipped up the side. He or she, whoever was in the car, scooped out all of my contents of one of my bags in there, which was a bunch of like razor blades because I cut my own foam in that.
Yeah.
And then put them into the cup holder in the middle center console.
Careful. Just
put them all there.
Wow.
For like what? the thief got away with, I had a power brick for my cell phone, which sucks. I think Ben owes me a cell phone power brick now. He said he was going to get me one. I'm putting it on paper or on audio now.
We can just say people owe us stuff and then it counts?
Well, you have to have a good reason.
Oh, Jesus.
We do?
I want that stuff a good reason?
If it's for you, then yeah.
I think Nathan. Here, I'm going to be Nathan's lawyer. He wants that box under your chair.
Yeah. On audio, it's official. Andy owes me that box.
No. So yeah, no, he got a power brick. He got my really, really cool laser pointer. So the guideline, laser guideline that Pagani was selling like 10 years ago.
Decade ago.
He got one of those. Right, what are you doing over there, Pop-O-Matic?
I don't know.
He needs trouble.
Andy, he's
trouble.
So,
you said everybody else got it, but you kept going. I had to make sure. I was proud of that one.
Well, I was trying to just say the last thing so I can get off this story. The last thing that he stole was a energy drink.
Yeah.
I think he also got a magic card from Ben, too. But.
Well, magic card and energy drink and a cell phone charger. You were robbed by Kyle.
Yeah, you depending upon the cost of the brick, you top my theft when my car was broken into. By which I mean when I left my car unlocked because whatever. Mm-hmm. And they got 42 cents from my ashtray and then three CDs, which was... five CDs because one was a two-disc thing. The Pirates of Penzance soundtrack.
Aww.
Bjork Homogenic and the Best of the Muppet Show. And well, not to be prejudicial, but I don't think a lot of car thieves are big fans of those CDs.
Of Bjork, probably.
It's a good album.
I would be pretty happy if I broke into your car and I got the Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
Is it the original cast then, too?
Well,
from the,
I mean, not original. Not original, yeah. It's the one from the film version and everything. Yeah. It's the what's his face? You know, the guy who's great, especially when he has facial hair.
Timothy Dalton.
Well, sure, but no. Yeah. But anyway, so yes, it was the cast that you're thinking of.
Yes.
The one that has the sergeant that you really like.
Sergeant.
The sergeant in that version of Pirates of Penzance. You're a big fan of him.
Oh, the
police sergeant.
Yes, the one that passed away. Yes.
Yeah, the one who's like, how does a human body move like that when you watch the actual performances? He's yeah, like this double jointed fucking monster. He's like, oh, he almost is like, what's his face? The guy who plays that guy that the other guy played, but then he didn't play him in the sequel.
Like the perfect person to play him, I think, would be Tony Hale.
Sure. No.
with the hand cut off. Too.
What's the mime? David, the mime. You know, the really good mime.
Marcel Marceau?
No, not that fucker. The current one. He played...
Mine?
Mime? The big one would be Abe Sapien. Doug Jones. So the guy, the sergeant
Andy
was
Serkis.
Very much like Doug Jones. No, Andy Serkis isn't 9 feet tall and 17 pounds and triple jointed like Doug Jones is.
Mr. Mime from Detective Pikachu?
Basically.
Okay.
That might have been it. Doug Jones, actually.
Could have been. Doug Jones is in a lot of stuff.
But, yeah, my trip for...
Kevin Kline.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm thinking of. Thank you.
Okay.
He's the Pirate King in that version of Pirates of Penzance.
Well, okay. So you could probably get Timothy Dalton and Kevin Kline mixed up.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's not a fake mix-up. No.
Oh, so
we're all just reading chat.
Just reading chat instead of... Anybody talking?
That's okay. You can press gaps, I'm sure.
No, I don't.
Fix it in post.
I can't do it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like two whole buttons. Come on.
Well, yeah, that was pretty much my origin story.
That's your superhero origin story.
Yeah, my superhero origin story. And then after that, I got sick, and now my voice has changed.
You had a.
Oh Jesus! Oh, I'm sorry.
You had an energy drink and a magic card stolen, and then you got sick, and then you developed superpowers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Nice origin story.
I mean, that's at least as believable as Spider-Man.
I am really excited for the new Spider-Man as well. I can't wait for that. Has anybody even seen Toy Story 4 yet?
No.
Nope.
I mean, some people have. It was number one at the box office.
Yeah. I don't think it's... I think it didn't start off at like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, or isn't it still like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
I can check.
It's definitely, for me, it's not as...
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics have it at 98 and the audience has it at 95.
Yeah, I mean, considering the last...
Which, given the number of people who have seen it, seems 100% reasonable.
That seems reasonable, but I mean...
15,589 audience scoring. and that's at 95%.
And that's on first weekend, too, so yeah. I mean, it's still going. I mean, I like the third one better than this one. This one, it was a good story, but I thought third one ended the whole Andy chapter of Toy Story.
I'm just troubled by the implication that anything that a child makes that has like recognizable facial features is given sentient life.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know anything much about Forky?
I know that the little girl just glues some pipe cleaners and eyes to a spork, and it is given life as God breathes life into clay.
Yes.
And that's disturbing.
No.
She can make 1,000 things a day.
Yep.
Like, does every Lego assembly, like, what?
That's one thing they've never really gone over in Toy Story. I don't think Legos would... I guess they would have to be fully assembled into something to be sentient.
Or just the minifigs that are formed.
Lego movie guys.
Sure, but then do the horses and the dinosaurs and then the Bionicles.
So the other question is that since the toys have a continuity of consciousness, is that for the Lego minifigs, when you pop the head off and put it on a different one, where does what is the individual? Is it the head?
If you multi-head them?
Well, think back to Toy Story 1, right? Think to Sid's Workshop. Let's talk about the hooker, right? Because like the doll head with the spider legs, you're like, well, it's the doll head, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a head. You can put a soul into a head if you can think that way. The hooker is a pair of legs with a fishing hook or whatever on it. Mm-hmm. Assumedly, those legs came off of a doll. Does that doll, wherever it is, still have its own essence?
Probably.
Just the legs with a hook glued between them is a living creature now? So is it like a starfish? Could you just divide this doll into 7 pieces and it's now 7 sapient creatures?
Isn't that the plot of Chucky?
I think it is the new one.
So if you take 2 minifigs and you swap their heads, how many sentient creatures are there?
4?
But they're in 2 things now.
I mean, is like the thing. Are each part of it individually sentient?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense then. So Toy Story 5 will literally just be a remake of the thing.
Because, I mean, at some point... That
would actually be pretty cool.
This just seems like it's teetering on the edge of existential horror.
Oh, have you seen Toy Story 3? Toy Story 3 already was existential horror.
So you haven't seen Toy Story 3?
No.
Oh, good my Lord, God. Yeah. Toy Story 3 is all about mortality, and Toy Story 4 is about meeting God, apparently, based on this.
No.
It's the whole Dante's Inferno quote of, did I beg you, God, to make me?
I'm telling you, I'm not giving away anything about Forky, but you need to watch it. It's Forky is...
I'm annoyed that his name is Forky, and he's not a fork. I hope they bring that up.
Well, yeah, he's a spork.
Yeah, so why isn't his name Sporky?
That's what she calls him.
Probably because sporks are trademarked.
Well, then, but just make him a fork.
Okay. No, he's a...
The technical non-trademark term is a foon.
Foon. Or they could have done the Nork, like from Clone High.
What the fuck is...
Clone High?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was great. The Nork is the thing that Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln make that's a knife-fork combo. So it's like a fork, but the one side of it is razor sharp, so you can cut things and then stab it. And every time they try to show it off, they just like slice their cheek open.
Not seen this.
Clone High in general or that episode?
Never seen Clone High.
Clone High is great. It's a high school that's entirely populated by clones of famous people from history. But then it's just like standard high school shit. Except crazy high school shit because it was on like Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay.
No, I actually am remembering this now.
Yeah. Like I said, there's an episode where Gandhi and so this is again high school age clones of Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln are doing a get rich quick scheme where they're trying to sell the Nork. They're like in the mall showing it off and just slicing people's faces open. It's great. Watch Clone High. You savages.
Okay, I've never even heard of it.
Fuck you. That's why it failed.
Clearly. Because
clearly, I mean, that, and not because it's from
the Comedy
like,
Central,
the Cartoon Network. Let's throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks.
Yes, but it was during that. So, like, there was so much good stuff on Cartoon Network that failed during that period that should have succeeded. Like, we got like 5 years of fucking 12-ounce mouse, but we only got one of Mission Hill. Fuck you.
I've also never heard of either of those.
12-ounce mouse is terrible, but Mission Hill was great.
Okay.
Yeah. 12-ounce mouse is, yeah, just look it up. Just don't. Look at the animation for it.
Don't.
It's the worst.
Don't. All right,
what else you got, Andy?
Nothing much. I got Gorus Maximus, which is a card trick game that has gladiators. We played it, or Ben bought it, we played it, and then I bought it, and then I played it.
So you've got another box.
It's really kind of fun.
Okay.
But I'm not going to really go over it much more. We got other things to talk about than Andy. It's been 45 minutes of me droning on about random shit.
Well, we talked about burgers for a while in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about high cuisine.
We did. I'm very hungry right now, too. I need a burger.
I have a Caesar side salad in my bag over there.
Hi.
Caesar salads are good.
I'm not a fan of Caesar salad. I don't like the dressing.
Heathen.
Caesar is the best dressing.
Yes, yeah. Caesar is the best dressing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you get to have any dressing you want or pay extra for Caesar at every restaurant on the planet. Yeah. Because it's worth it.
Yeah. I like my ranch.
Of course you do.
It's the ketchup of salads.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Colin, we're in the Midwest. It's the ketchup of everything.
Yes, exactly. That's more like it. But I mean,
I'm pretty sure my wife snorts like the powder. So yeah.
French dressing is the that's the ketchup of salads.
French or Western? I'm still not sure if they're literally exactly the same or if there's a subtle difference.
Marketing.
I'm sure one of them allows more pretension.
Valid.
I mean, I remember because I had never heard of Western dressing and I looked it up before and it's I think French. it is actually slightly different from French, but it's very similar.
Is it like champagne where you can only call it Western dressing if it's from the West, otherwise you have to call it French?
I don't think so. I think there's actually a difference, but it's clearly very French-like.
Oh,
marketed to people that wouldn't want something labeled French.
Going back to the thief who stole stuff, one of our listeners, Nick, had an IKRPG carry bag stolen that had like a bunch of role playing stuff in it. You just imagine the poor thief who got home and was like, I got a laptop. Oh
yeah, that was one of the game shops when I lived in Kentucky. Wasn't too far away from a gun range, and so a lot of the people carried miniatures in pistol cases and had them stolen constantly.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh, and that's what people think they usually are is the big battle phone bags, I think, is like a gun case or
audio equipment.
Audio
also
equipment,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's like when Peg and the other stores in that shopping center got broken into, what was that, last year or the year before? And the thief just knocked the cash register open and took $50 and left the $45,000 in magic cards.
Yeah, they don't know.
No, that camera that was up there, that was with me. Thank God I didn't have it in the car. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that would be gone. The audio stick that I just bought for doing for audio for any kind of interview or something like that, that would have been in the car too.
So what you're saying is this thief was a friend of the podcast?
No. Is that I had it with me, thank God. Otherwise, it would have been stolen.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Western dressing is actually French dressing because... looking it up on
Wikipedia entry.
Going into the Wikipedia, looking it up on Google points me to the French dressing Wikipedia page.
Or is it just called freedom dressing now?
Speaking of which, War Machine 3.0 Remix, what?
3.5.
Is it? Is it a 3.5 or is it just a third edition
like
remix?
3.33 repeating.
Sure. Sure. 3.14159. It's War Machine Pi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Pi Edition.
3.14?
159. 2, 8, 7.
You can keep on going.
I actually am only 66% certain of those last three. I know 3.14159. The next three I thought was 287.
I think so. And yeah, honestly, after that,
that's where I hit a brick wall.
Correct, because after that, it does not matter.
Right.
Well, no, it matters for one thing, which is testing out how fast your processor can calculate stuff.
I thought, like, even if you get to like the 3.14159 at that level, you would calculate the Earth within like a 16th of an inch. Like it
there's
not
almost nothing that requires that level of precision.
But anyway, War Machine, or do you want to talk about your ogre box?
I got an ogre box.
You did get an ogre box. What's your ogre box?
My ogre box is... Happy birthday, Nathan.
Oh, I got a birthday present. It's the gamma... I don't know what it is. What was it? Is it like the stuff for the thing?
It's all the miniatures.
Oh, it's like the actual miniatures version, not the...
With different colors as well. Like a glow-in-the-dark ogre.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You are the legit best.
I might actually have some stuff in there, though, too. I forgot that I might have...
Is this heroin? Why is there heroin in here?
Well, come on. Jeez. I got Marcellus Wallace's soul in there. Yeah.
But yeah. David, Dan, yes. The people who care about War Machine still, talk about it while I go pee.
did you saw Highway to Helga?
Yes, I saw Highway to Helga. Which, on the one hand, I'm excited about that because Helga's great. On the other hand, every pig warlock they release that isn't Rorsch 2 angers me. So I'm torn.
It's possible that Rorsch died in
Although
the
I do like that term. I hadn't heard that before. That's a good term, Highway to Helga.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a benefit for you, though. With the theme force changes, Thornfall might not suck.
Dude, with the theme force changes, I am so excited to be able to fucking play Arcadius again in the game, because you could not play Arcadius currently. You just literally couldn't. And so... the fact that I can go Thornfall, qualify as Thornfall, and run Arcadius with a billion beasts and just take some free shit is wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't have to either wedge in 50 points of pig units that he does not want or just not play him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great change, the theme force changes. And that's supposed to be happening around Gen Con. When that's supposed to be released.
Yes,
so.
my understanding of it is that the rulebook will pre-release at Gen Con, but all of the new themes will be in War Room as soon as the pre-release happens.
And when do they take the old ones out? They said that had a hard
sometime
date.
Sometime in September. Like after the WTC
And we don't know yet whether the WTC is going to use the Oblivion themes or the pre-Oblivion themes.
And we don't know yet whether the WITC is going to use Oblivion themes or old themes. We're talking about it.
Sure. When... just, two people were busy and one person was dead. That conversation thread did not work this weekend.
Correct.
Oh, wait. You guys did talk.
No, I asked the question and got crickets from five people. No. So I'm like, I will revisit this on Tuesday.
Somebody responded.
Did someone?
I think it might have been you.
I mean, I will say that it seems to make sense to me that the least arbitrary thing is just to use the most recent rules as of list lock.
Correct.
But yeah, it's.
I mean, WITC for three man doesn't even have list lock, so
it doesn't.
No.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought they had list lock like the day before.
Oh, it might be the day before. I don't know. I think actually you're right. I think it's list lock the day before for printing reasons.
Yeah,
but
last year it was like the Wednesday before or something like that. But I mean, it was. And I mean, when I say list lock, if you're running an event that has submission but not list lock is like the day of. So I mean, it seems to me that the least arbitrary thing is that you stick with the rule set at the point that everyone is locked into what they're playing.
Correct.
So people just can't get arbitrarily screwed in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. So
So we have War Machine Mark Pi coming out. The big news is all of the themes are being redesigned, and the big change is that instead of requiring X points of this certain set of models to qualify for free models, you just get free models based on the size of the list.
Yep. Which, in addition to drastically simplifying the math, also means that playing smaller point games become significantly better because there were multiple themes that just flat did not work mathematically below 75 points.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that every theme is getting a rework of some sort or another. It's they're
just mainly just going to be fleshing things out. There's some themes that are actually going away in Orc or getting combined with
others. Yeah, there are themes that are going away, themes that are being combined. People have said that they are doing away with the +2 inches of deployment and the +1 to go first theme benefit. And I imagine
From them, or is that from somebody's speculation?
These are people claiming that they have insider information.
They shouldn't be saying that.
They shouldn't, but maybe it's speculation, maybe it's lies, maybe it is. These are claims that claim to be facts.
Correct. I also do know that there are certain people who are prepping spoiler type content that they're working with PP that have, like some of the line of sight guys. Have articles with spoilers coming out that they've been working with PP on as well.
Right.
So I don't know how official to unofficial that news is, but I have also seen that.
Yeah, that is one of the changes. I anticipate that some of the stronger themes might get reworked. There is a lot of speculation that the corpse benefit in Devourer's Host will be changed, which. Seems fine to me, but definitely on the side of speculation.
The easy thing to look at things that would be reworked as far as benefits is the way that they are talking about the theme forces working is because they even showed the Infernal one, right?
Yeah.
Where you get to like pick one of the three things, and there's nothing saying you couldn't pick the same thing three times.
Right.
So any benefit that if you triple dipped would break the game, such as, for example, all Tharn start with a soul or a corpse, you know, those are just going to be gone. Yeah. Because it has to be something that you could take 0, 1, 2, or 3 times and mix and match between the three choices without breaking everything.
Are you talking about the requisitions?
The requisitions, right?
Those aren't the theme benefits. Those are just the free cards.
Yeah. There's still theme benefits, and then the requisitions is basically like you get a free.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Okay, so that wouldn't be a requisition, but it could still be a core part of the theme. Yeah. Right. Okay, my bad.
You're thinking of the Infernal one where one of the requisition options is 3 separate weapon attachments.
Right. No, my brain was just forgetting that in addition to free shit, there was also theme benefits.
Sure.
I was only looking at the free stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah. We're talking about 2 different aspects of themes.
But also one of the things that was shown with some of the benefits for Secret Masters, which was one of the screenshots from the Lock and Load keynote, also changed the rewards from that. So I mean that this is a theme that doesn't seem to get much hasn't had a ton of changes except a couple of the requisition awards were changed from what they are now. Like specifically, they added an option for 3 Gallows Groves as a single requisition point.
People were playing that theme wrong anyway.
I mean, people were playing it other than just Morvana 1, all the pigs.
Which is the wrongness. That list correctly is Morvana 1 with 3 full unit of brigands, and your opponents, they look at you confusedly, and then you table the fuck out of them. And then, yeah, exactly.
They were also playing it wrong, too, because they were showing you their list.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a secret. Because it's Secret Masters.
What?
Yeah, or whatever it is. Secret something.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in addition to the theme force changes, they've also announced some other rule changes, such as...
They're slightly tweaking how hills work.
Yeah, get fucked, hills.
they're slightly tweaking how hills work. They don't anymore.
Correct. Yeah, well, you know, so that's interesting then, because then things like Siege obviously has to get a new spell.
Yeah, Siege and
Or it just has one fewer spells.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just may just grant +2 defense.
It's possible.
And it might just be worded that way.
Yeah,
I mean, if they take away the the LOS benefit to that, that might just be okay. Of here's a 4-inch ring of +2 defense.
Sure. I mean,
yeah. So that's changing. What else was there? There was
gunfighter
was
known. Gunfighter is getting changed, and they said that if you shoot into melee and miss, it just misses.
Yeah.
It's just now a +4 benefit.
That's how it should be. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, like thematically, and it wasn't that complicated. It's just that people could never figure out the in combat and then in combat, like double Correct. Layer out.
Well, that, and if you ever got into a situation where that chain became more than 6 models, also it became a problem.
Sure. Yeah, because you have to like roll twice or whatever. Mm-hmm. My favorite was when people were complaining, or not complaining, they were claiming that the choosing the secondary target says... Models in melee with your original target and models in melee with them. Somebody legit said that the second of those was just a rewording of the first. The them referred to your original target again. So they were saying the same thing twice so you could never shoot a friendly model. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, you're why I don't play other minis games. Because other minis games, I have to actually debate you over that.
Yep, so that's going away.
Well, those assholes aren't going away, but that particular sentence that they butchered is.
I don't know. I've seen many people complaining about Hills going away, and fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a small part of the game.
It's just Privateer wanting to have more 2D terrain.
Doesn't it encourage 3D terrain?
Hill's
the only 2D terrain. Hill's the only 3D terrain that ruins everything.
Well, like, they are by far the most evil. I have seen bad implementations of the other ones, but I've almost never seen a good implementation of a hill.
I don't know of a bad implementation of a different terrain feature that breaks models.
I've seen some bad rough terrain. But
sure.
Like I said,
like if your rough terrain is sure. Correct.
But like I said, you have to work to make bad rough terrain. Correct. You had to work to make decent hills.
Yep.
No, I was just poking fun at the internet.
You're poking fun at the internet.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah.
But so those changes are coming. Oh, Orbeez packs are removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they didn't really explain what that means.
Yeah.
They're just like they're just going to have a pack of four lessers.
Yeah.
Like each of the bees will be an independent thing now.
Yeah, sure. You just have to buy them four at a time.
Apparently. Or maybe not. Maybe
they're just like 2-point models.
So they'll probably be like an X point for.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, if I can just buy as many bees as I can fit into Abby's list.
Yeah. Like, because yeah, how many bees are in a unit?
Four.
And how much did that cost?
Six, maybe? I don't know.
6 points for four bees?
It's not like we don't have...
Because if they're a point and a half each, and so you could just bring 50 of them in a list. Like, that's like my Midas list in 2.0, mm-hmm. when it was just, here's Midas and 30 razor bores.
I mean, I've considered doing that with Abby, too, because it actually works.
I mean, this is how to play in caster draft.
Yes.
Here, I have four. I have
50 bees. Let's see what happens.
Oh, no, I was wrong. The four pack is currently 8 points. Oh,
okay, so there's still points. 2 points each. Yeah. So with the beast points, who posted that
answer.
Picture? Yeah, yeah, see, Andy did answer. With the war beast points, so let's say you have 90 points to spend, you can bring yourself 45 bees. Nothing else.
The bees!
And then just go to Who's the Boss.
What's
Who's going to run 45 bees the best?
I mean, Abby, too, but yes.
Makeda 3 would
be
entertainingly.
Well, actually.
I think Butcher 1 would be pretty caster. Horrible.
Some synergy caster.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you are
Syntherion somebody.
Yeah. You are correct. I remember the story. I think it was Pagani told me about the 3 hours that Abby 2 had synergy.
I just died.
Yeah,
because was the time it took for them to come up with that in the design meeting, them to print that out, and them to get to turn three.
That could also be you could time warp to an older version of Synergy as well.
Well, yes, the uncapped version. Yeah, 50 bees with that would be great.
Yeah, well, it's like Shredders.
Yeah.
Do they get to plus 50 plus 50?
Well. the older Shredders used to have the pack mentality.
With Terminus and not Terminus, Thagrosh.
Well, no, they just normally got just themselves.
But then they had Adolphagy. I miss Adolphagy. That was a great fluffy rule.
Is that they have to frenzy into other Shredders?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
They have that again.
Like, do they?
Yeah.
Their primary frenzy target has to be a Shredder? That's adorable if it's there. I thought that was gone.
But that was
it there in one, gone in two, back in three?
Yep.
But they don't have they don't have their.
They unfortunately still suck now.
Yeah, but they don't have tenacity anymore. That was the big thing about
tenacity
them.
They don't have rabid, huh?
Yeah. No rabid. Rabid was the big one.
They just have flank now.
Yeah, which is good, but flank Shredder,
flank Warbeast.
But Rabbit, it's like, I'm just going to walk a foot and then bite you with boosted hit and damage rolls.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was the best of times. No, it was Mark II, so it was shit.
Yeah. I still have 30-some Shredders.
The correct thing to do, obviously, as Andy learned in a tournament playing against somebody who just man, he really put Andy on his back heels. Was Andy? Well, you want to tell how this guy totally ruined your day by throwing you into the briar patch?
So we were playing like one of the Mark II random tournaments where you had attrition for your force. And so I was playing a full shredder themed, just playing tons and tons of shredders, as many as I could play. I lost a bunch of them, and it was the last round of the game, and I'm like, I'm just going to throw everything out after them. And just, so I packed everything up. I was at like 44 fury or
something. Yeah,
they're
just all
like
full of fury.
Just all fury. Just all my shredders are full. Most of them are half dead too. And then the guy is like, oh, so I'm going to take my stones. And that was when the sentry stones, I think, could actually read fury.
Yeah, the sentry stones took fury from your opponent's models.
Yeah, so he was just starting to take it.
It's like, ha ha ha, screw you, Andy. I stole all your fury off the table. Now you don't have 44 fury on the table. You have like 7.
I mean,
aren't you in trouble?
I mean, the answer for that is I cut for 7 and do it again.
I think he left him at like the 7.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He couldn't reach a few of them. He left me at a manageable fury level. I'm like, I do this again?
Oh, yeah. I mean that would have taken away my favorite part about how I play Heavy 2. Is like I have a 35 fury turn, and then my next turn is 45 seconds long, and my opponent has no chance to breathe. Because I'm just like, Abby runs in camp 7. Click.
That's how I play Arcadius.
Yeah. I mean, it works.
Like, pig fury management is just frenzy this turn.
Yes.
Well, for when I was playing that shredder list, my fury management was, can you kill that, please, before it kills one of my ships?
Yeah.
Please kill that for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't reeve. Oh, no.
Yeah, my biggest problem with Abby was I would occasionally killbox her on my opponent's side of the board.
You see, that's what I tell a lot of people. Is like, the Primal is a fantastic fury management spell because you know you can max that beast out and it is going to frenzy, and then the turn after it, it's fine. Guaranteed. It's a beautiful fury management spell.
Yeah, some people turn after.
Yeah, some people
why
don't
are beasts
even,
still there?
Some people don't even attack those things too. It's like, that thing's just useless this turn.
Well, and then, I mean, good people will do that the correct times. Like, if I've got two heavies and I cast Primal on one and not the other, and you kill the one that I cast Primal on, thank you.
No. Yes.
Where the correct answer is, what is the cheapest model in my army? I run it base to base.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I run it here so you have to spin for the back arc next turn.
Yep. Oh, although they don't spin anymore, right? Because now they just charge nearest model in line of sight.
Yeah, you still turn to face for charge.
Sure, so you wouldn't be all the way behind
Correct.
Them. You'd be like a molecule in their front arc so that they have to turn to center.
Correct.
Enough to hit them with a Minuteman front.
Sure, math that out. Oh, Jesus. Fuck you, people.
Nobody knows that except for one. A couple on the table.
Oh, that was... There were threads about it, and those people were all morons.
Sorry.
Like, it's the worst kind of applied math, David.
No.
Hopefully, more machine 3.14159, they fix pig heavies, speaking of which.
Well, I mean, there is going to be some sort of dynamic update that goes along with this, because, Siege 1 and Janissa now have invalid rules on their cards, and the War Beast packs are going to have to change.
Sure.
And
so while they're at it, hopefully they convince Souls to make my beast not suck ass.
Well, I mean, that's not a core rule. That's not being caused by a core rule change. But at least the really nice thing about the new Oblivion book that's coming out, though, is that it's going to have the little new core rule book that has got both Hordes and War Machine in it. And if they're actually making a printing of that book, more likely we probably won't see at least a good while before they make any more core rule changes.
No.
So, I mean, it seems like it would be a nice stable entry point into the game, back into the game, that is.
And I will say, everything I've heard about the Oblivion campaign system actually sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Because it's deep enough to have, like, interesting options, and it has a fixed length to it. Like, you are guaranteed that you'll need to play like 7 to 10 games and then it's over, which solves the other major problem with any campaign, which is everyone gives up on week 3.
Also, one of the weird things that Privateer Press has done about the Oblivion thing is they've said that basically, Dan had mentioned this earlier, is that It will be live. The Oblivion themes will be live as of Gen Con, but they will support the old themes until at some point in September. And yeah. Conflict mm-hmm. Chamber will be supporting both. When you starting at Gen Con, when you create an event in Conflict Chamber, there will be a toggle for whether you want Oblivion or pre-Oblivion rules. And then once it's out of War Room, then the pre-Oblivion will cease to be an option in Conflict Chamber as well.
Good. Good, good, good. Good times. Speaking of good entry points to the game, like with the rule books and stuff, just a friendly reminder, everybody out there, that War Machine is a very comparatively well-balanced competitive miniatures game, which means highly skilled people tend to beat lowly skilled people. Mm-hmm. There isn't just as much of the, you know, dump buckets of dice on the table and see who wins.
Other than cast or kill, there's not luck-based rubber banding.
Correct. And so when you get new people that come to your meta and they're excited and interested and they have their battle box and they start playing for the first time, don't just obliterate the fuck out of them for 3 weeks in a row and then they stop coming.
Yeah, don't have them play me.
So,
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, it is the worst.
Learn to lose. learn to lose, man.
I was saying, we learned how to lose with anyone. You can do it.
Yes. Having a healthy meta with lots of people playing in your friendly local game store is more important than winning that game against that new person.
Yep. Just gauge what your new person wants too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the new person really does want to have that hardcore game and wants to learn by being stomped, then yeah, but
sure.
But you know, if you get done with that game and they're like just quietly packing up their stuff and not talking to anybody and ready to walk out, then maybe you need to rethink.
Well, and you got
to
look at it as, you know, every game one, hopefully both people have learned something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, so make sure that one, if not both people, are learning something, even if what you learned is their name and they learned how to do basic focus allocation.
Yep. And like, they move their caster up into charge lane range of your colossal and whatever. Explain it and then back up and have them move their caster somewhere else. You know, I mean, the Gareth teleporting out of the forest that Nick was talking about at MomCon, yep. Right? If that happens against a new person on a casual game night, don't just fucking annihilate them and then pack up your dice and go play against somebody who's worth your time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, up to a point. I mean, even if you're doing tournament practices, you should do some of that stuff because unless you really are trying to work on your ability to calculate odds in your head, you once again got to the point where you're not going to learn anything.
Yeah. Just be mindful of the purpose of what you're doing. You know, the object of the game is to win. The purpose of the game is to have fun. And even beyond that, the purpose of that game is to make sure that both people are having fun so that both people continue to play so that you can grow a healthy meta. Mm-hmm. You can crush a new person now and then have nobody to play against, or you can have them enjoy their self, bring their friends, bring their siblings, bring their spouses, and eventually you have 30 people playing in your game every week. Yeah.
As Nick Don't says.
Stomp 9-year-olds and then brag about winning your game. Yeah. Remember, that 9-year-old learning the game now is an 18-year-old 9 years from now, you know, who's played the game for almost a decade. They're the next generation.
That's our Malachi.
You think about this. When you go into a lot of neighborhoods will have like, or a lot of towns will have like two game stores, or you'll have a game store with like kind of a bipolar thing. Like we had Last Square versus Pegasus on the same road.
Yep.
And Pegasus would have people playing like 40K and War Machine and Malifaux and whatever. And then go down to Last Square and you'd see a bunch of septuagenarians playing the 1812 historical miniatures games.
Mm-hmm.
You never saw somebody younger than 70 playing those games because they never welcomed, when they were 50, they didn't welcome 30-year-olds. And when they were 30, they didn't welcome 10-year-olds. And now it's nothing but 70-year-olds playing it. Also, that's how games die.
Also, those rule sets sucked.
Also, the rule sets suck. But the point is,
well, I was one of the rare under 50 people who was welcome in that group.
Yeah.
But I also understand game design. And those things were not well designed unless you were willing to, like, except how the results should be.
Right. The Boers are supposed to win this battle because historically they did.
Mm-hmm.
Not Thornfall Boers, but the South African Boers.
I mean,
I've got
six more years until I get into the Napoleonic, so
I'm just saying, be mindful. Just a little bit of a rant. Now it's out.
Don't worry, Andy. We'll help you pick out the correct 15 mil stuff.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Please don't let me do it.
Yeah. I'm working on building my local Monpok meta right now, and so it's very, I'm very mindful of how to lose a game and how to encourage people to enjoy what they're doing. And
it's very easy to place your monster in the wrong place. I'm like,
oh, no!
Body slam, body slam, body slam.
Is that the one place I can put a monster on the one map where you can do 12 damage to it in one round in a turn? How on earth did that happen? No, you do it this way. Come on.
Nope, I like doing that. Well, I actually, unfortunately, with Nick, Nick hasn't played Monpok in a while, and then I just, for one thing, we cheated. I placed on buildings where there were not supposed to be buildings, and then I threw him into those two buildings, and then he went up and tried to shoot me a couple of times, and I just threw him into another building.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really good. It was glorious.
Monpok's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, announcement. Monpok tournament at Pegasus this coming Saturday.
Hey.
29th. Come play Monpok.
Hopefully.
If you don't have models, that's fine. I'll bring mine.
Hopefully Travis will be there, because Travis has something that Nathan and I both need. That's Uber.
Oh, that's true. I want my Uber Core.
You need some Uber Core.
Yeah, so this will be hilarious, because I'm planning on showing up on Saturday, borrowing Nathan's models, and starting the first game of the tournament will be my second game of Monpok, so it will be fantastic.
Yeah. It's going to be a $5 entry, so it's nice and cheap. Mm-hmm. If you choose, you can pay a $10 entry, in which case you get lunch, because I'll be pooling that extra $5 from anyone who gives me $5, and then I'm going to run to, what's that place called? With the wonderful happiness.
Oh, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. I'm going to run to Little Caesars, and we'll have Little Caesars after round one. Delish. Crazy bread. Pizza. Good stuff. Starts at 11. We're going to be nice and casual. We're going to do hour chess clocks instead of 45-minute chess clocks, because I know that there's a lot of new players still getting into it. It's going to be a nice, fun, casual event. So show up. Crush some stuff.
Hopefully my contrast paints will be in by then.
Yeah.
Contrast paints are awesome.
I poo-pooed. Andy tried to stop me from buying paints like a month ago because I wanted to paint all my Monpok stuff. He's like, wait for the contrast paints. I'm like, no, I should have.
Yeah.
They look like
Yeah, you had like a big handful of paints going. And I'm like, no, you should just wait. Just wait just a little bit longer.
The good news is I spent a bunch of points on those paints.
Yeah.
So I actually spent like $3 on them if I pretend that wasn't a shitload of money in points that I spent.
Sure.
If I pretend, I can bifurcate my brain enough that I only look at the real money I spent and then pretend that the fake money I spent on it wouldn't have existed if I didn't spend it on them. And then it's only like $5 I spent. That's fine.
It's kind of an obnoxious thing is I have to spend, I think, 15 more dollars to get my points up to 2,000. So then I can get all the discounts.
Sure. You want to do it at 2,000? You're not going to go for like 20,000?
No. Oh, Jesus. Right now,
they only give you that many points if you buy Pegasus.
Yeah. Correct. Sure. Ask if you can use your Pegasus points to buy Pegasus.
I like the look on James's face every time I have him ring me up, and then he just looks at the point and sighs and then hands them to me.
Good times.
Yeah. I once let it build up really high, and then I bought like two casters and two boxes of War Machine Cavalry for $16. It was great.
Well, I'm getting all the contrast paints, I think, for like $90.
Is that where they like crucified Hierarchic Voil or something?
Hmm? Yeah.
Cavalry. On War Machine Cavalry?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you're the one who said it. I still need to make my cavalry unit just to anger people on the inner tubes.
No, you can't anymore. Hills are gone.
Nerf your unit! No! Anyway, Zaffany Grumble?
There is one.
Oh my god, so the name of this episode could be they nerfed cavalry.
You can give me all kinds of stuff. You can, sure. You can name whatever you want. You have that power. Fix it in post.
Yeah.
You have the right number on the screen this time, at least?
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Like an old pro.
Yeah. Hey, actually, wow. We stalled long enough, we got another one.
Yeah.
Oh,
like one came in 15 minutes ago.
Heck yeah!
Content.
All right. The first Zappity Grumble is a video, so... Weird Al? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's somebody who apparently went to the Weird Al concert that we went to. Yeah, that's the Weasel Stomping Day.
Got it.
Yeah, Andy and I went to a Weird Al concert last night with some other local people. Yeah.
I'm trying to not cough.
The only issue is because it was a unique concert style is now those songs are all garbage when I listen to them the normal way. Because yeah. For those who don't know, Weird Al's current tour is the antithesis to his last year tour. This tour is him with a 41-piece orchestra in addition to his standard band. And man alive, does that make those songs amazing. Like, Dare to Be Stupid with a full orchestra behind it. Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota with a full orchestra behind it.
Yep. The only thing I wish I had is I wish the mix was a little bit better. I mean, Al and the band were a little bit too much in the mix.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the orchestra would really pop out, but you are right, and sometimes they couldn't. The only other thing that I wish that I had was the middle backup singer. She will be mine.
Anyways, Zappity, does Riot Quest appear as interesting as speculated?
We didn't talk about anything else about Lock and Load. I mean, the new trailer for Riot Quest makes it feel better.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was they were intentionally trying to make a terrible trailer, and somehow it ended up better than the original one.
Yeah, it turns out when you have content and not just
memes, are only memes to you and your friends. So it's just in jokes. You're puking in jokes at us.
Yep. I also
did you see Jackie's thing on Facebook? His meme, it's the like the I Like Turtles kid. Yes. So the interviewer's like, so are you excited about the new War Machine rules? And he just turns the screen and goes, I like Riot Quest. It's like, yeah, mood. Hashtag mood.
I at least liked the fact that Privateer was able to poke a little fun at themselves too.
Well, they had to. Yeah. That fucking trailer was disastrous. If you don't own up and lean into it, it's a lost cause.
It's fine. The only thing better would have been full Monty Python. The people responsible for this trailer have been sacked.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
What were they?
Probably. I have strong suspicions on who started that meme, and yes, they are gone.
Right, Quake. Yeah. Anyway, the game looks fun.
Yeah.
I mean, gameplay's fun.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
It's definitely not for everyone. Like Keith was, I was talking to Keith about it last weekend, and he was worried, but not worried. But he admits that it's not for him because it's, you know, it's lighthearted and decently random and stuff. But you know, they're diversifying their audience, and I think this one will actually stick because they also figured out a way to get their core audience to still buy the models.
Yeah.
Because the great thing is the core game, like. You could buy the core game and just, there's your game.
Yep.
Like, it's possible to just treat it like a board game where you one-time buy and you just own Riot Quest. But if you're a War Machine player, you're going to keep that, you know, IV drip going straight into your vein.
Mm-hmm. You're going to at least buy the models for your own faction, yeah. At least.
So it's going to be the perfect thing for just, like, at a Warfare weekend, at a Lock and Load, at a tourney, just, you know... Some percentage of people will have brought their copies of Riot Quest. And so just like you did Ship Captain Crew till 2 in the morning after the tourney was over getting drunk, just fucking get drunk and play Riot Quest.
Yeah. And there's a hole for a 20 to 30 minute miniatures game.
Yep.
I think it's a better option than for getting not even really into the game at all, but it's at least a better option than I think Company of Iron is.
Sure.
Oh, someone in the chat says, oh, Warcaster was announced, yes.
Yeah, Space Machine.
Oh.
Space Machine.
Yeah.
Yep.
The internet is still divided on which don't terrible meme-y thing don't call to
it.
Use.
Don't do it.
War Machine 5K?
God damn it.
Don't do that?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think
I literally don't understand it.
Like which part would you like me to explain to you?
Like so it's like they say it's smaller scale. Do they mean like smaller models so you have bigger armies or smaller armies size models?
The second.
So if I'm going to do that second thing, why don't they just support Company of Iron instead? That's what Company of Iron was and they just left it out there to die.
Cuz they want a space game, I guess?
yeah. I
Because honestly, they've tapped this IP as far as they can go.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a doom and gloomer with Privateer, but there's only so many games you can release all at once. and you need to just make sure you support them.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like yes. Riot Quest and War Machine 5K, they're both coming out, and then Company of Iron's just dying. And I'm worried about what that, you know, don't let Monpok just die. Don't let, you know, just support these games. Keep them alive.
I mean,
remember Grind? Poor Grind.
Sure. The advantage is Monpok actually is making the money.
Sure, sure, mm-hmm. sure.
I mean, that's the other thing is, unfortunately, I'm complete. Oh, no, Bob, their new president, may also be pushing them to diversify more because he can actually, like, understand how business works.
Sure.
Yeah. I think people also have been looking forward. Like, I don't feel that many people have really looked forward to Company of Iron. Well, they might have, but not until the rules came out. And the rules were, they're cool, but I don't think they're for the average War Machine player.
Sure. Well, no, I think the problem is they are too much for the average War Machine player.
Oh, yeah. That's,
compared to Riot Quest, which is a different game.
Correct.
Company of Iron suffers somewhat from the problem of it is 85% of War Machine, but it is the 85% of War Machine no one cares about when they get into the game. Because it's not Warcasters and it's not Warjacks.
What's the game that's not Necromunda?
Mordheim.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah, it's,
if marketed and pushed correctly, Company of Iron could have been Privateer's Mordheim.
Yeah.
But they just, I don't know where it went wrong. I don't know how it went wrong, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I've
it
always,
just didn't happen. Well, it could have been their kill team, right?
Well, they wanted it to be kill team instead of Mordheim, and they should have made Mordheim.
Whichever. Like, it isn't either. Instead, it's just something that some people bought because they wanted a solo, and then they pieced out the units to their friends.
Correct. Yeah. Well, and I think it was because I think they tried too hard to use their existing product line for the new game. But once again, they've already made all the money they're going to make on most of their stuff because the distributors have been buying it.
Yep.
So...
Yeah, it's something that I've always talked about for Company of Iron is actually, you know, it would be amazing if they made it into like a Mordheim where you actually build your Company of Iron.
Right.
You know, you.
Well, start. And going back to Warcaster, that's one of the things they explicitly called out is they are going to have customizable build a Warcaster options in there. Yeah. And I wouldn't actually be shocked if the fluff for it is much more of a soft tie, kind of like how in 40K it's like, these are just stories from the Imperium, not here is the one storyline that we are hard tied to.
Right.
Because I think they're running into some problems with that of, well, they've built this super tightly coupled, you know, storyline, and now, like, for 15 years they had problems killing anyone in it.
Which is so dumb. Mm-hmm. Like... You can kill people off. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, look at Guild Ball. I mean, they killed off models before they were released.
Well, not even that. Like, yeah. I mean, yes, you are right. That shows one aspect of it. But even the other aspect, even ignoring other games, even just looking at War Machine, I can still play Denny 1.
Correct.
She does not exist in the mythos.
Which, I'm so excited. Kator won both of the narrative events. Stryker got thrown off that fucking boat.
So,
really? Is he actually going to die?
I hope so.
But that's the thing, like, if
Magnus in canon had jumped off and parachuted off, but Stryker and Nemo might just be straight fucked.
Permanently killing the last, like, Denny 3 dying and there being no Denny 4 ever doesn't change how you can play the game with Denny 3 any more than Denny 1 dying and become Denny 2 changed how you could play the game with Denny 1. It does nothing to kill off characters.
Yeah, because, I mean, as it turns out, Severius died
and now
his youthful form is in every single Minoth army.
Yeah, like, and for some reason, even though that's how it always was, they refused. Like, killed off versions still existed, so unless you took it all the way to the point where you could only play the current fluff version, so Denny 1 is illegal because now it's Denny 3, which obviously is insanity. But if you're not doing that, then there's no explanation for not permanently killing people.
Yeah. And their fluff suffered at times because of that.
Yes. Oh. Everybody had plot armor. Mm. Like, everything suffered all the time.
Yep.
Still mad that Karchev 2 wasn't Crick's caster when he got captured.
Or just, like, another Deathjack running around.
Well, yeah. When Karchev got captured by Denny, I wish that he had been torn out of that, shoved into the Deathjack, and that was Karchev 2 with Deathjack Warcaster for Krix. Would have been fucking amazing.
Just berserk on everything.
I would have lost every game just shrieking and masturbating if I could have had that Warcaster.
Well, I mean, there's also...
That might be why they didn't do it. Because I sent that message to Hungerford.
Written or liquid form.
Yes. It was written, but not with ink.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Warcasters, they've got a new Helga 2 has been announced.
Yes.
Highway to Helga Helga 2 is a motorcycle gang mm-hmm. caster. So.
Dig it.
I mean, yeah.
Dig it. Helga's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I look forward to playing Helga 2.
And the pig tanks and the Agonizer gang member with two guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the wolf with no name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how the Ryquest stuff is actually going to end up changing some of the War Machine stuff going down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, Troll Forces, I think, would be pretty interested in the new freaking pig tanks.
Especially because apparently that one has a non-character option.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you can have a fleet of fucking tanks. And then you have Dozer and Smig in there, and oh, God.
I'm angry every time that I remember that you mean pig with a Y, because I don't play that faction anymore. Yeah. I used to play pigs, and then I stopped playing pigs, and I played pigs.
They might be a minion option, potentially. They might be a minion Trollblood.
Possible.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like a Boomhauer kind of thing, where even though they're, yeah.
Because I think most of the things are usually either mercenary or faction choices. I mean, mercs are going to get like a crazy amount of new stuff with Riot Quest.
Oh, also, dear God, Zappity. This was a Zappity Grumble question, wasn't it?
Yep.
I don't even remember what the question was.
Riot Quest.
Oh, okay. Oh. We were on topic.
Yep. Riot Quest.
Riot Quest. I can't. That's how
it looks like. It looks like a decent beer and pretzels game. And as soon as there are semi-official drinking game rules associated with it, it'll be more fun.
Sigh.
What is it?
Top one.
Oh, Zappity. Or how fast does a swallow fly? About as fast as a fly swallows.
No.
Oh.
Is it unladen?
African or European?
Yeah.
References. High five, Zappity. Oh,
Bravo.
Next.
The question's like, hey, can you please reference something? Mm-hmm. We did. You're welcome. Weasel Stomping Day video.
Anything else?
That was it.
Recommendations.
I will recommend checking out the new Valve game in beta, Dota Underlords.
But what about is it Artifact?
Really a new
Artifact.
Is it really a new Valve game, or is it a reskin, or just a you know, like we're adding more features into Dota?
Well, that's auto chess.
It's a reskin or clone or whatever of auto chess.
Yeah, and auto chess is amazing.
What the hell's auto chess?
It's Dota. It's ironically when Valve came out with Artifact, people just played auto chess instead, which was just like a fan mod of Dota, and that's one of the reasons Artifact died. That and everything else about Artifact.
Yeah. I mean, so auto chess and Underlords is basically when you play, I mean, I think that the primary limit to the game is that it is multiplayer, but only that the multiplayer, the other people you're playing with might as well be NPCs because you have no real interaction with them. But so it's basically the idea is that you are building up a team, and then when the fight comes, your team runs on AI. And so the whole thing is putting your team together between rounds.
Think like those wave games were on Flash and all the times, except Dota.
No, I get it. No, it's basically very similar to what's that game that Jim played all the time? The programmable robots that you would just set into battle and they would just fight other robots.
The game that I loaned to Jim that he was obsessed with for like years before he gave it back to me.
Robo Rally.
No, Carnage Heart.
Yes, that's what it is.
Carnage Heart.
Was it? I thought Jim had it before too, and you just lent it to him too.
No, I lent it to him, and then I lent it to David. Good old Carnage Heart.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of the times that Jim was talking about is how he accidentally programmed the robot wrong, and it just kept on going going right into or left into a wall yep. while it was still blowing up everything.
Yep, yep. That is a common thing to do in Carnage Hard is make your guy just jump the wall. The thing I was very proud I did was I inverted its heat check. And so it refused to fire any of its, because it was all laser weaponry. And so I was like, if it gets too hot, it's going to kill itself. So the heat check was if your heat is above like 80%, do not fire your guns. But I inverted it when I designed it. So it was if your heat is below 80%, do not fire your guns. So it was a pacifist until people shot it enough that it caught on fire. And then it suicided by firing its lasers into the air like a Yosemite Sam. Which was not the intended way for that robot to work. I wasted a lot of fucking money on those things.
You made multiples of them?
Maybe. Like, I was like, these things are going to be great. And I made, like, a whole bunch, and I sent them off to battle. And then the first one got into combat. That happened. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God, there's, like, four more. Recall. Come back to shop.
And Nathan learned a valuable lesson about I testing. Did.
And about save scumming. my recommendations, plural, fuck you. Actually, a quick announcement slash recommendation. Season 3 of Legion starts today, the third and final season of Legion. Remember Legion? You should watch Legion. It's fucking amazing.
Legion,
and,
Legion.
Yes, Legion, Legion. How about them Legions? The best X-Men thing currently available. Way better than any of the current films.
Yes.
Yep.
Within the last 3 years, Legion has definitely been the best thing you could get your hands on that was a live-action X-Men-related thing.
Nope. Logan?
Logan's more than 3 years old, isn't it?
No, Logan might be within 3 years.
And Deadpool 2?
I like Legion better than Deadpool 2. What? Legion's really fucking good, dude.
X-Force!
I'm not bad-mouthing X. I'm not bad-mouthing Deadpool 2. I'm saying that A-plus is better than A. That's okay. Not saying A is
okay.
Bad.
All right.
Yeah, no A minus.
Solid B plus movie. Okay.
Yeah. Legion's a fucking masterpiece. Watch
it
Legion.
It is.
But my actual recommendation is Bloodstained Curse of the Night, which is the Kickstarter video game by the guy who did like Symphony of the Night and Aria of Souls and all those Castlevania games. Because Konami doesn't make games anymore. They just make pachinko machines and re-release old games for the easy money. And so he had to get a Kickstarter to make his own game because fuck you, I'll take my ball and go home. And the Kickstarter was good, and the game's really fucking good, and it came out last week, and you should buy it and play it if you're a fan of old-school Metroidvania-style games.
It's
really
a,
good.
It's a little expensive because it was like $40 on PS4, no. but it's definitely worth it. I mean, it's
worth
beautiful.
It because it's beyond... That's the right price point. Like, $20 is what you spend for, like, an indie game, and $60 is what you pay for a AAA game, and I feel that in scope and size and quality, it is in the middle there, so I think $40 is a fair
it's
price
like a 1.5A game.
Yes, it is A and a half. But it is really good. The one thing I will say, if you are a fan of these games from, like, the Aria of Souls era, this won't be an issue for you. Excuse me, but if you're a fan of these games from like Symphony of the Night and you haven't played like any of his Castlevania games since then, like because he didn't have a DS or whatever, I'm going to warn you, because it's fucking weird, is that if you're used to these things where like, oh, I can't get to this place, but I can get here, and then you go there, and then that place gives you the ability you need to go to that other place, and then you'll reach two dead ends, and then one of them you can go, and it gets you the access to the other dead end, and then it splits, and that's how the games work. You kill a boss, you get a power, which opens up another door that has a boss that gets you a power that opens up another door, and so on. In this game, there's one door that's not hidden behind a boss. There's an ability that you literally is a random drop from one specific enemy type within the game. So...
Prepare to grind.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to fucking plug your ears for 30 seconds if you really care. Now I'm going to tell you that when you want to go underwater and you can't because you can only tread water, you can't go down, kill the squids that are underwater, ironically enough. Like, you have to literally, like, stab down to kill things that you can't reach, and they will eventually drop the ability to swim.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's...
I found enough people that were frustrated when I Googled how to get that fucking ability that I don't feel guilty telling you, because it is a heck of an annoying wall.
Yeah, for somebody like me who basically... It's one of the abilities in Bloodstained is that you're able to absorb the souls of
yeah, that's the core gameplay mechanic.
And that's basically what you do in a lot of the Aria Sora, those games, is that you're farming enemies for abilities.
But... That's fairly unique to those, right? If you think to like Super Metroid or Symphony of the Night or Axiom Verge or basically or any of them, Hollow Knight, like literally any other Metroidvania except Aria of Souls, every single travel power is behind a boss.
Yeah.
Usually. Every single one. Well, behind a boss or in an item chamber. I mean, you know, like you use one ability to get to the spot to get another ability.
It is
outside of
Aria
of Souls, I don't think I've ever seen another one where it's a random drop from an enemy. And so unless you've played that specific game, you'll be really fucking confused looking for the ability to swim. So far, the rest of them all make sense. That's the only one that was like that. Mm-hmm. But game's great. I've played a billion hours of it. It's amazing. Multiple endings, new game plus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice. All right. Civilization VI just had a patch come out. It wasn't a full expansion, but it has some really nice stuff. You get some new map types. They've done some rebalancing of the economy. All of that doesn't matter. Importantly, what they've done is those things where it was like, you can see that this opponent is thinking something. They've moved all of that gossip crap to its own little section that no longer clutters up the UI, and it's amazing.
Oh. Nice.
And maybe, it's free.
Maybe I'll put Civ 6 back into my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a lot of Katamari Damacy.
I would like to talk to you about my Lord and Savior,
Peach
Dead Cells.
Dead Cells.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Peach Fanta.
No.
All right, you and I can go. They'll talk Dead Cells for a while. Actually, you Dead Cells it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, ironically, I was the one who like brought it up first,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm the one who plays it at least now out of the four of us.
I haven't played it. I haven't played it in a while.
You played the fuck out of it when you did.
Yeah.
I might have played maybe more than David. At least I know on my Switch. I have many, many, many hours.
Well, yes, that's because you were the only person besides maybe Nathan who bought it on a portable platform.
Yeah,
I got on my. I bought it on the PlayStation, and then this was about the time that the kids started monopolizing it, so I also bought it on Steam and played the fuck out of it on Steam.
Yeah.
So
I played it first, but definitely the most casually out of all of us.
I unfortunately have not played it since they added the point where you can actually carry over cells after you kill the Hand of the King.
Oh, sure.
And I haven't played it since they added the stupid new fucking villains. Bad guys into the game.
I haven't played the new bosses.
No, I haven't actually played any of the new bosses yet either. No, if you plan on... I only got up to two boss cells.
Yeah, I beat
it. That was as far as I got.
I beat it on four.
Yeah, I haven't. But it was only on two, and now the first level is even more fucking insane because they have these fucking shadow-like ninja dudes that just walk up to you and just throw like 50,000 knives at you. Fuck them. Fuck them right in the goat ass. But I'm having fun playing the game again.
Yeah.
And unlocking. So now there's like a tailor in it where you can actually get suits. And so you can actually change out your suits.
I had heard that they had added a fifth boss cell. So I technically haven't beaten the game anymore. I need to do it again.
Sure. In general, like Dead Cells has been really, really good, or the team behind Dead Cells has been really, really good about releasing patches and changes that really make sense with how the game works.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my favorite examples, because they easily could have just not done this, is you have the time doors, right? And so if you got certain distances into the game fast enough, these doors would be open and you could get bonus cells. But what that meant was once you were good enough to do so, you just ran past all the enemies.
Yeah.
There was no reason to explore, and it became the one way to play, which is fine, right? Like, that could have just been fine. If you're a fast player, you get bonuses. But they're like, no, let's make things interesting. So then they specifically added bonuses for killing all the enemies in a zone, so the exact opposite play style was rewarded. So if you're the kind of person who likes to explore every nook and cranny, and isn't necessarily the fastest, platform or whatever, you still could be rewarded for doing what you do well.
Yeah.
It was also nice because I also moved the time doors to a fixed spot as well, because that was the other annoying part about doing a speed run.
Finding the time doors.
Yeah, every so often you just get screwed because it wasn't in the normal spot like the ramparts.
Really
bad for that one.
Yeah, and also because the way they, before they made that change, because, I mean, the main thing you lose doing the speed run is you don't kill as much stuff, so you don't get as much loot. But since the loot basically increases exponentially, there's like no, there before that patch, there was like no reason to ever not speed run. And I mean, I had, if you went to the sepulcher in the dark, that had one extra speed run door. And so it's like that was the best way to go through it every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And until they made that change, there was like really no reason to not do that every single game.
Yep. And the thing is, it's not a multiplayer game, right? It's a single-player game, which means technically it's not really hurting anybody to have an optimal way to play. Yeah. Because you're not going to be better than other players and beat them. It's just so they easily could have not. But they've been really good about post-launch tweaks and updates that just really keep polishing that game. It's
also,
solid.
They are a French development team. And
oh, fuck them then. Never mind.
I love the fact that they refer to the internationalization, doing the languages for it as de-bagatizing the game.
Nice. We took over your suggestion, Andy, but obviously that shows how good of a suggestion it is that everybody loves Dead Souls.
Dead Cells.
Yeah, don't play Dead Souls.
Speaking of that, there's a new Dark Souls-ish game coming out between Miyazaki and George R.R. Martin.
Yep.
Which, I mean, this is that it's like, okay, so, I mean, it's going to be a Dark Souls-ish game and George R.R. Martin, so, I mean, everybody's going to start dead.
Well, maybe what it is a game where you play as the U.S. bomber pilots that wreck the village that those children live in Grave of the Fireflies.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, but isn't that exactly the kind of game Martin would make? If George R. R. Martin got to pick a Miyazaki film to make a game in, he would make you be those bombers. Because he would jerk off about how, the duality of man. I'm not wrong, Dan.
No, you aren't.
Are we done?
Apparently.
Okay.
You're done.
I think Andy wants food.
I'm so goddamn hungry.
You want my Caesar salad?